My name is Felicia Awe from Awesome Creations Limited, and I've been selected as part of the participants for Grow with Aldi 2022.
Felicia, or that is your second name, and your product is called Awesome or Awesome Creations. We're here in Navan in County Meath. How does it feel to be part of this Grow with Aldi program? The fact that you're chosen out of hundreds and hundreds of people who've entered. There's over 200 Irish producers now, and Aldi are investing over 5 million supporting these independent producers. How does it feel to have your products on the shelves of Aldi supermarkets in over 150 stores?
Honestly, it's just a great opportunity for Awesome Creations. We're super grateful. We feel blessed to have been chosen out of hundreds of people. And we just hope that the consumers support us by buying our products. So Awesome Creations started by specializing in non-alcoholic cocktails for social events, big, small, you name it. And basically, when the pandemic happened, we couldn't do the events anymore. So we decided we'll bottle up our drinks. And that's how we started selling them on Instagram, Facebook. And a lot of people were so interested in them that we decided to actually take it to the next level. And we applied for the Grow with Aldi program, and we were chosen, and here we are today. So actually, I got married in 2016, and when I got married, I was looking for vendors that could do chocolate fountains, ice sculptures, slushies. I was just that bride, really. And it was really hard to find vendors that could do that, or a catering company that could do that. And I saw a gap in the market and I said, you know what, this is where I want to be. I can provide this service. And I went in and then I saw that there wasn't anyone really doing non-alcoholic cocktails. After a few years, we decided to get our own mobile bar because it just made the whole thing easier.
So that is amazing. And then the pandemic happened and then all these parties weren't happening, and then you had to really think outside the box, didn't you?
Yes. For months we were just sitting at home, no events, nothing. We had ordered like loads of juices, purees, you name it, syrups, everything. And I was looking like, okay, this is going to expire in, a few months, 8 months time. We just said, okay, why not just put everything in a bottle and sell it to people as non-alcoholic cocktails? And if they wanted, they could turn it into a cocktail themselves. And we put it on our Instagram account. Everyone was like, yes, we'll be up for this. We'll buy this from you if you actually decide to go ahead. So we did. We had just a picture in front of it, no full labeling or anything like that. And we started selling it. And we sold over 1,000 units through social media and our website. And then we saw the Grow with Aldi program in Aldi store. And we applied for that. And that's how we started the Grow with Aldi journey.
And the graphics are fantastic, and it's made here in Navan and Meath, in this kitchen. We're actually in this kitchen at the moment, this industrial kitchen, and it's all 100% Irish ingredients. What's in the bottle? And tell me a little bit about Awesome Chapman. I understand it's a recipe from West Africa.
Yes, so Awesome Chapman is so close to my heart. I'm originally from Nigeria. I came to Ireland when I was 9 years old. So I just wanted something that was a little bit of my heritage. And Chapman is a very popular drink in Nigeria. I mean, it's literally the number one cocktail in Nigeria. And I came to Ireland, I was like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to introduce, my Irish people to a little side of Nigeria. And that's exactly what I've done. It's an exotic flavor. Its bases are red currants, and it's a carbonated mocktail. And pina colada is a very popular drink. This is a mocktail version, and it tastes just as amazing as the cocktail version. so I always say, taste without compromise. So you're not getting the hangover, and it's a unique blend of coconut and pineapple. Inside the Ocean Breeze, it's a light, refreshing mocktail that we have there. And basically, it's mango and coconut, and with burst of citrus as well.
Unbelievable. I mean, I feel like I'm on some tropical island right now.
You should be. So I'm going to start off with the Chapman so you can try it, try a little bit of Nigeria. Okay, and we're going to garnish with some strawberries.
For the listeners at home, this looks like something out of Cocktail with Tom Cruise. It's full of ice. Lots and lots of ice, and it's a bright red colour.
Yeah. Can you smell
with
it?
Fresh strawberries. Here we go. Oh, I can smell it all right. Oh, this is tropical. Mmm. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. And that's going to be available in 150 Aldi stores.
Yes, it is.
With Grow with Aldi.
Yes, 19th of May.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So my name is Matthew Collins. I'm 25 and I'm the founder of the Sibley Food Company. We're based here in Belly Desmond and Cork, and we specialise in artisan energy balls. We're in Belly Desmond. We're just on the border of Cork and Kerry. So there's a lot of conflict in the kitchen some mornings, whether it's a Cork Kerry, and especially leading into any big Cork Kerry match. Going back to day one, I always had a keen interest in food. It was that came from family, friends. I suppose we've always had big family gatherings, and it was food orientated very much so. When I moved to college, it became a thing of you have to feed yourself. And then when you're living with friends, you end up kind of making the food, and this kind of went step by step, and it got to the point where my friends were urging me to sell it, and we kind of, the Sibley was born in a way at a Christmas market in 2018. I was studying PE teaching in college. I wanted a health food company. I found healthy snacks very difficult to come by. So it was actually, the Sibley came from you're responsible for what you eat. So the eat responsibly.
You're now involved with the Grow with Aldi program, and it gives small and medium-sized Irish producers a unique chance to have their products listed nationally in over 150 Irish Aldi stores. Your product is going to be in supermarkets right across the country on the shelves. How does that make you feel?
Terrified, I suppose, in a way. But no, look, it's a huge opportunity with Aldi, and when the opportunity came up, we really jumped it. We gave everything to the application process, because straight away it gives us an opportunity to cater to customers in 150 stores all over the country, as opposed to currently we're in probably 100 stores in Cork and Kerry. It is a challenge, and I suppose the challenge is ever increasing at the moment with inflation and whatnot, but it's a great challenge to have, and it is a great time to be in business as a small producer, because these are challenges that most people won't have faced, so it's very new to everybody. And it's a great opportunity. We're learning lots every day, and we do have a great team here. Like Jessica leads the team in the kitchen, and from Laura, who's out on the road, to Tara here with us today. Yeah, it's very family orientated, I suppose. When it started in 2018, it was out of my mother's kitchen. At that very first Christmas market, we made 96 individual brownies, all cooked from my mother's oven. And then, like, my sister works here part-time. My other sister was working with us up until September, when she got a real job, as we say. And it really is very family orientated, whether it's collecting deliveries or getting deliveries dropped to the house. It's massive, and, you know, without family start at the very start, you'd be nowhere, really.
So my name is Tara Collins, and I've been working with the Sibley Food Co. for 2 years now. It's actually great. I suppose the most ideal thing is already having an existing relationship with him, so I automatically care about the business, which is good for him. And as well, it's always great to see a local business blossoming, and to be a part of it is really nice.
When I was in college, you used to be in 1 hour, 2 hour lectures, and I was always snacking hungry. You go in with your coffee, you're looking for a snack. So I started experimenting with recipes and came up with the classic nut butter energy ball. It's essentially flaxseed, oats, dark chocolate, honey, peanut butter. The main thing that this will give you is it gives you your sustained energy. You don't get the spike from a chocolate bar and the crash that follows. So we've our classic nut butter, and then about 6 months later, we released a cacao and nut butter, as people are saying, oh, could we get a richer chocolate flavor? Cacao is the rawest form of chocolate. So by using cacao powder, we have a lovely rich chocolate flavor as well.
The theme this year of Grow with Aldi is putting adventure into your venture. You've definitely done that, haven't you?
I think we have tried to, and I suppose this venture with Aldi is a huge adventure in itself. The experience we've gained already from working with Aldi has been absolutely huge. We've had our training day at Bord Bia. It's been incredible, and even I suppose the process of getting your labels and everything up to the point where they're acceptable for Aldi, where you think if they're acceptable for Aldi, they'll be acceptable for absolutely everybody, as they are one of the leaders in retail. Initially, when it started, I thought the target market was going to be college students or people involved in sports in the gym and whatnot. However, I couldn't have been more wrong. While the college students were mad for them and the sports people were, we get countless messages from parents saying they've started including them in lunchboxes, from grandparents saying that their children brought them, now they're eating them every day with their snack or before they go out for a walk. And it has become very, very broad. So it's brilliant. We're very, very lucky. So we've got our stainless steel bowls, and what we add in then is we've got our honey and our peanut butter, which we'll then add the rest of our mix to. which will be, we use dark chocolate, but we also, where possible, we use Irish ingredients. So our Flavins oats are incredibly important. We go through an excessive amount of oats on a weekly basis, and then we toss them in coconut. So everything's hand rolled, hand tossed coconut,
that easy?
Hand packed. Yeah.
What are you adding now?
So these are our dark chocolate discs. They're 85% dark chocolate. People kind of tend to demonize chocolate. However, this is 85%. It's very rich in cacao. So it's essentially good for you. That's what we like to say.
So I'm going to try one of these little dark chocolate discs. Here we go. Oh, wow. I'm getting my chocolate hit. That's good.
We don't want it to be too sweet. Our only sweetener is honey. That's very important to me because I don't want you going to a gym session or going to your football training dosed up on sugar and after 20 minutes you crash. It's about sustained energy, your oats, your honey. Perfect combination, then your rich dark chocolate.
So that sound, that is one of these balls, one of these energy balls, one of the Sibley energy balls. It's that simple. These are handmade.
It is. Everything's handmade. And that's very important to us as well because I think a lot of people expect every single ball we've ever made to be the exact same. And each one is handmade. There might be a difference of 1 or 2 grams in each ball. They are completely good for you. I suppose that's most people's first reaction is, firstly, these are good for me, ? And how satiating or filling they are as well. Because I think people are expecting to eat the full pack and feel like they're going back for more, such as what with a bag of jellies. However, the purpose of these is to fill you up, give you that sustained energy we've talked about for the duration of the rest of your work day, your gym session or your walk with friends.
And I'm supporting Grow with Aldi.
Look, that probably comes back to the small business North Cork aspect. The support we've received from people locally, from Belly Desmond to Clarny to Cork City, has been absolutely huge. And we would not be in the position we are with Grow with Aldi were it not for all of the local support, such as yourselves on News Talk, and coming out to give us a chance. And I suppose it's the opportunity and the voice that we're all looking for.